Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check out the Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Baldy, it's been a big theme for us so far today, the performance of Sam Darnold, not only last night, but also last Sunday against the Lions, the two biggest spots. He has not looked good. What's your assessment on Sam Darnold moving forward, potentially fit for a quarterback, whether it's the Giants or Jets? Give me your thoughts on Darnold.
Well, I mean, he hasn't helped himself on any kind of resume, but he did start 18 games for the Vikings. He was 14-4 as a starter. He did throw 36 touchdown passes in the 18 games that he started. Now, he's had five duds, not just these last 2 weeks, but he had three others against the Bears, some other games where he wasn't very good. They found a way to win one of those. But, I mean, in prime time, he was terrible last night. He was worse the week before. He scored one touchdown in two games. You know, the protection let him down last night from the opening pass of the game when he was sacked. And he didn't seem like he knew where the outlets were when there were might have been outlets available. And so, I mean, it's just unraveled for him in these last 2 weeks. And so he probably cost himself a lot of money in a lot of interviews. But he's still going to be, because there's always a dearth of quarterbacks, he's still going to create some kind of a buzz and some kind of demand for his services next year.
Well, Boldy, in some ways, I think this might actually work out favorably for the Giants here, if the Giants even have any interest or any other team that would want Sam. Because, listen, I never really thought that the regular season, the good stuff, was a truly accurate reflection of who he's become. And I certainly think he's better than he's played the last couple of weeks. But the memory of these last two games will obviously drive the price down, so it very well might come down to the neighborhood of $20-something million, which would open up the doors for a lot of teams. So if I said to you, all right, we've talked about the Giants every week with you here on the show. Say a Justin Fields or a Darnold for next year for the Giants. Which one do you like better?
I like Sam. I like Sam better.
Yep.
He just lined up and played 18 games. You know, he's been able to stay healthy since those early years with the Jets. He's been well coached the last couple of years by Sean McVay and now Kevin O'Connell. I think he's been well coached. I think he understands pro systems and a lot of things about playing the quarterback position. He knows New York and the demands and everything that goes with it, the spotlight, everything that comes with playing quarterback in New York, playing for an organization that had Eli and Phil. I think he would understand all of that, and I don't think it would be too big for him. But you're right. The price tag is definitely going to come down. I believe what the Vikings will do, and I've talked to the general manager about this weeks ago, but I believe they're going to let Sam go out and test the market and listen to whatever offers they make, and then they'll make a decision whether they want to match that offer or not. And so I think he's going to be, he's going to be the ultimate free agent at that position right now.
You think there's any way the Vikings would trade J.J. McCarthy?
No.
Right, okay.
No, I don't know why they would do it. He's on a rookie contract. You're giving away maybe the next 4 years at a very, bargain basement price of a rookie deal. And he's got, he's going to be healthy. Like, I mean, I've heard people say that, but I never understood why the Vikings would do that.
Right, and especially now, off of the two bad performances from Sam Darnold, sure. You would think even more the reason to keep him, which then leads us again. The Giants' options for a franchise quarterback here, Baldy, are limited. I mean, what are we looking at? They don't even have the top two picks, so you can't guarantee Ward or Shador Sanders. Who knows if those guys are even the guys that they like, but the owner came out and said they need a franchise quarterback. It's clear they need one. I mean, what other options are we even looking at here for the Giants?
Well, I mean, it's we don't know who's going to be a free agent, who's going to be available. We don't know trades in the draft and things that can happen. I'd like to see what Riley Leonard looks like at Notre Dame in the national championship game, just to take a look. I don't know if he's a first-round pick or not, but I know he's a playmaker and an athlete and smart. But, I think the quarterback evaluation process hasn't really begun yet. I mean, we know who Shador Sanders is. We know who Cam Ward is. But we really don't know any of the other players that are going to be in the draft to really study them, to really say, like, okay, this guy could be Jaden Daniels. I don't think we're at that spot yet, although I don't believe there's Jaden Daniels in this draft, period. And then we got to see who shakes loose from whatever organizations right now. We, 2 years ago, we didn't know Baker Mayfield could throw 41 touchdown passes in a season. We just thought he was washed up and old and, his career was over, and here he is. So, you got to kind of see who shakes free right now. I don't think you can make any of those judgments right now.
I know he's going back to school and a wise decision. Drew Aller didn't do much against Notre Dame. And we briefly mentioned him to you last week. Sam and I spent a lot of time on him last week. He's young. He's only 20, needs some more seasoning. I know he didn't throw a pass to a wide receiver that game, but he didn't play well. But when you watched him, I know you watched every snap. I mean, push this thing a year forward with Drew, maybe 6, 7, 8 more pounds, more experience. Do you love him or do you like him moving forward?
I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. I just think his decision-making, I know he had the one great game against the Colts, and it was a phenomenal game. But he's never played like that in preseason or regular season. He was offered the job in Seattle to compete with Geno Smith, and he was terrible in his last preseason game, and Geno Smith won the job. I mean, I think he has started with the Giants now, maybe 7 games. Like, it's not a lot to go on, and he's been banged up at times. I don't believe he's the franchise quarterback.
Would I want him on my roster?
Yeah,
I said Drew Aller. Drew Aller.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I got Drew you. Roster. All good.
Yeah, no. Look, Drew Aller was not good at all for Penn State the other day. One game shouldn't kill him. I don't know if he's going to come out or if he stays. NIL money makes it real feasible for these guys to stay if they don't believe they're going to be a top 10 pick. And I don't know at this point that Drew Aller's a top 10 pick. He's going to lose his tight end, which is his best weapon, but Penn State always sort of reloads. So, the money in college makes it easy to stay for another year if you don't believe you're ready or if the scouts are telling you you're not going to be a top 10, 15 pick.
Baldy, who's the best coach you think that's available for the Jets? What do you think would be the best fit, including Mike McCarthy, who now is available as well?
Well, I thought Mike Vrabel would have been a good choice. Obviously they lost out. I think Ben Johnson is a guy that you have to talk to. I mean, he's got the best offense in football by far, and it's been like that for a couple of years. And he comes highly, highly touted. I don't know what he's going to be like, if he's just going to be a coordinator or if he's going to have everything it takes to be the next Sean McVay. I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows, but, I mean, you've got to be impressed by what they're doing right now.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, so you gave us the answer. You're impressed. But is there such a thing as maybe having too extensive of a search where there's just too much going on and you don't really focus on what you need to focus on?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Yeah, I think the net can get too wide.
Huh.
Because then you're like, well, what are you looking for? You're waiting for somebody just to jump out at you in a meeting?
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, I was talking to Deion Sanders on Thursday at the Hula Bowl. And he was like, you know, he likes the old school disciplinarian. But he likes Belichick. He likes Harbaugh. He likes, you know, what you've seen from Sean Payton, like coaching hard, believing in all of the discipline where guys get fined if they're late, if they're not on time, treatment. And I don't know if these guys you're looking at right now even come close to that. You know, Matt Nagy, Aaron Glenn, you know, I mean, Darren Rizzi, whoever they've talked to,
yeah.
I mean, do these guys fill that? Because that's what they need. They need that to begin with. And I don't know if Robert Saleh was that. I don't feel like he was that type of guy. But they need that old school type of approach. That's what, you know, that's what they had with the Giants for two head coaches that won four Super Bowls. They had.
But I got a question for you, though. Can you be that guy without the resume?
It's a good question. It's a good question. Obviously, Harbaugh comes with the resume and Sean Payton comes with the resume. Belichick comes with that resume. I think it does get tougher, but you got to be yourself, you know, and so you got to put your foot down from the very beginning. Parcells wasn't like that day one in New York. So I'm not comparing anybody to Parcells, you know, but I'm just saying, like, he did get a chance to grow into that job and to, you know, and they did get LT and they got players, but, you know, that's got to be inside of you already, you know, and that discipline, that side of you, and that lack of fear of getting on your star players, like, that's got to be who you are to begin with.
You know, Baldy, was a lackluster wild card weekend. Look, the games are on. We're excited we get into them, but really one of six games was good.
Yep.
Looking ahead to the divisional round, give me one team that might be able to upset a couple of big spreads, whether it's the Chiefs and Texans. Obviously, you got the Eagles as they're getting set to take on the Rams. You got the Commanders, obviously, in there as well. So give me going against the Lions, which is a big spread. Give me the one team that you think is most likely to upset, if any, in divisional round.
Well, the team that is that, you know, I mean, Washington, their talent doesn't say they should have won 14 games and gone on the road and beaten the Bucs. Their talent says that. But in the last 5 weeks, they've beaten the Eagles and they beat the Bucs, you know, and they beat them on the road. And so you go, Jaden Daniels, that guy is unflappable. That guy is an unbelievable star player. The guy never gets ruffled. He calls the entire game from the shotgun. The noise, the atmosphere in Detroit is not going to ruffle him. He's been through it all this year. But their talent on defense isn't great, but yet they did a good job of shutting the Bucs down, and they overcame five turnovers and beat the Eagles a month ago. Like, that's the one team, just because I don't – they're not playing with house money. They believe that they can win the game in Detroit. And Detroit's defense is not great. So that's the one game I go, Jaden Daniels is just that good. And he might show everybody just how really good he is if they would shock the world.
Thank you, Boldy. Looking forward to talking to you next week. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Good job. Sal, I saw a stat on Jaden Daniels, I heard it the other day. I think it was in the car. I want to make sure I remember it. But it was along the lines of, this year Daniels had three games where he had no turnovers and no punts, okay? Which is more than Brady and maybe Peyton and somebody combined in their entire career. He did it in one season.
He's insane.
He's
a lot of fun to watch, and I do think they could be a live dog in that game because I do think Detroit's vulnerable and people just sleeping on him. Some upsets are going to happen. At least one, I think, is going to happen this division run. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check out the Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. When we come back, we'll talk some Knicks and then get back to your calls as well.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.